Happy Monday, my dear friends. Welcome to the first segment in this week's podcast. Certainly hope you are well. Hope you're feeling good. I had my first appointment with my new primary care physician in my local doctor's office this afternoon. And I'm used to a very thorough doctor, right? And basically the doctor I had was very thorough and very attentive. And I'm not going to say that this new person wasn't, but the experience given this person was with me for the first time, and we were meeting for the first time, the experience was not unpleasant, but underwhelming. I was expecting him to be more attentive to detail than he was. He listened to me, and he was very attentive to what I was saying. I just don't know if he's had a lot of experience with people in my particular situation who live with cerebral palsy on the daily and are used to people who have, I don't know how many patients he has had that have it. He was probably about 43, 45, somewhere in that neighborhood, a little bit older than me, but not much. He was a nice enough guy, and he's somebody that I think I could probably get along with if I needed something in an emergency or if I needed to communicate for any other reason, other than the evaluation, the yearly evaluation or the yearly physical. I think we will eventually develop a rapport. I think that's definitely possible. But the first experience, while pleasant and not like not earth-shattering, was a bit underwhelming. It was my first time ever seeing him. We'll see if the second experience is a little bit better. Not that it was a bad one. I was just expecting more, I suppose, because my previous physician, who has retired from doctorhood because of health reasons of his own, I won't go into major details of what those were. He has retired from, you know, being a physician. And he was very thorough, and we had a good rapport. I didn't like him all the time because I was hoping... it's not that I didn't like him, I shouldn't say that, because he was a nice enough guy. I just wish he was more relatable. And this guy, while nice, seems to be, you know, decent and helpful where he can be. But like I say, it's my first time seeing him, and we don't know each other that well, but hopefully that will change over and with time. So there that is. It was a decent visit, but it was also underwhelming. Decent, but underwhelming. That's going to be the journal to start the week. I wish it was a little more pleasant and uplifting and a little more interesting, but because I had a doctor's appointment today, that it was kind of what was on my mind for most of the day, because it was like a physical and a yearly eval. And it was a good day all the way around. I mean, it wasn't a bad day. It was a busy day. We kept things flowing and going and moving. Just underwhelming. All right, everybody. hopefully tomorrow's episode will be a little bit more exciting. I know it wasn't a whole lot to share that was all that earth-shattering, but that was basically my day today. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. We'll talk again soon. Love y'all. Good Tuesday morning, friends. Hope this podcast finds you well. Hope you're feeling good. We finally have a meeting set up for the search team. Took us a while to do that. We're gonna do a consultation, like consult with each other as to what our next move is as a search team. With our next pastoral candidate, we have some things to consider, some things to think about. We have to figure out at this point what our next moves are. At this point, we're being cautious about a couple things, and that's about all I can say at this present time, really, as it relates to that. In my smart home life, there is a smart blind snafu that I've been having lately, and eventually my mom's gonna fix it. But I'm also aware of the fact that my mom's knee has been hurting lately, so she's not without physical pain. She's going to physical therapy for now, and I know she's really, really trying to get it prepped and in a good position for a possible knee replacement. I don't know what they're going to do exactly. She's trying to strengthen it up and build it up right now, and that's all I will say about that at this point. When I went to the doctor's yesterday, as I said, for the underwhelming appointment because I was so used to the thoroughness of Dr. Vanderhill, I got a script for my brace and some strap repairs and such. Marie Freebed's got to contact me. And I also got a script for physical therapy, hopefully. And it was for Butterworth. I hope they have someone who is familiar with CP and how that flows and how that works and stuff. How that's the thing. I need to build up strength in my quad and in my knee. And I would love to see if they have any ideas that would be helpful. Alright, everybody. I know this is a short podcast, but as I say, I hope the flow comes in quickly and we can get all these things connected so that I can strengthen my left knee. We know naturally that my left knee is weaker because of my knee situation. Anyway, in the way that the knee works. So I gotta work on that and work with that. I'm gonna continue the practice of in-home walking today because I believe we're gonna have some rain. I'm also gonna, or some rain at some point. The thing I can't stand about my assistive home devices, like my home pals, my automated assistants, is they won't tell you like what time stuff is coming in. I'm gonna see if I can find it another way. In my weather app, it probably is the best bet. Although the weather app for the iPhone doesn't always get weather right, and sometimes it's raining when it says it isn't, or you know, vice versa. It's kind of weird. Happy Wednesday. A bit more of a journal today. Bit more exciting and happy, I suppose. I hope it was more compelling. I know yesterday was a bit boring. We'll talk again soon, and we'll add to the journey that is this week's episode of the podcast. All right, I love you all. Talk to you later. Peace, everybody. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Hopefully this midweek segment finds you well and you're feeling good. I am just getting out of the shower this morning. It's always good to get like a fresh shower in the morning. I used to take them at night, but I've gotten to a point where I do so many things before I go to sleep that my body's just exhausted, and I find it's more refreshing to take one in the morning. So I've built up the shower habit of reversing things and actually taking it in the morning rather than the evening. I think my body likes that better, and it's especially better to take a shower when your body's more conscious and aware of what's going on around you. Especially with my case with cerebral palsy, I want to be as safe as possible getting in and out of the shower. Not that I would, you know, I would not. It's not like I'd be drunk. I'd be able to take a shower at night. It wouldn't be a problem. It's just I've gotten to a point where I prefer to take them in the morning. And if I had to take a shower at night, I could. It's not an impossible thing. I've just gotten lazy during my evenings, and I like to take them in the morning. So there's that. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling good. I have yoga today. Always good to have a yoga session with my friend Lisa. We're going to be trying to build up, at least this is kind of what I spoke to her about last time we met. She is going to look at certain things within yoga that we can do to build up my left quad, because my left quad is naturally, my left leg is naturally the weaker leg anyway. That's the way I have been since I was about 12 or 13. My quad on my left side and my leg on my left side in itself is much weaker than my leg on my right side. And we're going to try to find ways to build up the quad within yoga. And then I spoke, as you know, I went to my doctor a couple days ago, and I spoke with him about the possibility of physical therapy. My mom is currently in physical therapy because of her knee. So the place that he recommended me to because it's within the Corewell network, and my mom has a friend there who works where she's going for physical therapy, and she's going to talk to him, or talk to her. She's an old friend of ours that used to go to our church, but hasn't gone since JT left, because she really liked JT, and I don't think she was one of those people that didn't like how that was handled, but I'm not going to say any more about that. We're trying to redeem as much as we can, given the pastor search journey that me and the team are currently on. We're trying to focus on a lot of things, and we're trying to make sure that we could potentially bring some of those people back, but that's all I'm going to say at this point as far as that goes. Bring people back and get some new people in. So
That's still a work in progress. But anyway, I digress. She's going to talk to her about the possibility, meaning Beth, about the possibility of what therapy might look like going to Butterworth in Grand Rapids, something in the network of Corwell, rather than Mary Freebed. They may say, hey, we don't have a therapist here that knows a whole lot, because me specifically, what I want to do with my therapy, if I have a chance to start it, the main thing I'm concerned with is it's very important that I have someone who is familiar with CP. Sports medicine physical therapy and CP physical therapy are two different animals, two different beasts. And it's very important for me because I have cerebral palsy and I have a very unique situation going on because of it, that things are addressed in a way that are going to be effective for me and the way my body is with CP that I have. And if I can find somebody that has familiarity with what cerebral palsy looks like and how to work with it and work in it, and the better off I'm going to be. So my mom's going to talk to Beth about what Corwell therapy at Butterworth might look like, whether or not they can, they're equipped, I suppose is the word, whether or not they're knowledgeable to handle someone or to work with someone such as myself with the unique situation I'm in because of the CP. So we've got a lot of things to check out. I've got some things to check out with my team. We have a meeting coming up soon for another powwow with, you know, my team of super friends, the Avengers, as to what we're going to do next with our pastoral search. And then we've got that going on too, what I just talked about with physical therapy. So I have a lot going on right now in my life as far as, you know, adjusting things and trying to figure out what therapy looks like and what the pastor search looks like, along with everything else that I've been doing to retrain my brain in my own time to move within my own body and figure out what it feels like to be safe again. When you have a reprogramming that you have to deal with CP sometimes, and your body starts to do things that you don't want, and you have to figure out how to get them to stop doing them and doing the right thing, it's always been an uphill battle in some degrees. Whoops.
This is a reminder. It's time for your first round of my drops.
Alexis is being kind of reminding me that I need to do that. So I'll get off here in a second and do the eye drops. But it's basically the last point I was going to make before I close this is that CP is always an uphill battle, and you're always trying to figure out what can I do to best maintain myself safely and then give myself the best experience in my journey and in my body. Now, because of a lot of past fear for my physical safety in my body, I'm trying to reprogram my body to realize, nope, this is what you want to do, even though it's a habit that's been ingrained in you for over 30 years, is actually not physically safe. So what we need to do is we need to reprogram your brain. And I've been working hard, and I'm making a lot of progress as far as trying to get things redone to get my brain to realize, nope, this is the counterintuitive, I know this feels counterintuitive in your current body, but this is actually the safe way to operate and move. And the safer you can be for as long as you can, the better off you're going to be. So there's a lot going on, a lot to unpack. That was a big download to dump on one segment of the podcast, but just know it's a work in progress, and I'm moving forward, and I'm going to continue moving forward until I continue to see positive things. I'll keep you posted, keep you updated. We'll talk again soon. In the meantime, have a great day, and we'll check back here tomorrow. All right? Love you all. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to the Thursday edition of this week's episode. Hopefully it finds you well, and hopefully you're feeling great. I am feeling better about myself in a physical sense day by day, because my mind is rewrapping itself around some things, but it is also learning some new things and giving myself grace in sort of a new way than I have before. As I said a couple weeks ago, I'm sort of retraining my mind to allow my body to move more freely, but in a safer way, because I'm reprogramming my brain to realize that what I am working on now, day by day and piece by piece and bit by bit, is actually safe for my body, and it's normal, and it's really good for me in the long run, because, as I've said numerous times on the podcast, the mindset that I had before was a false sense of safety, and reprogramming that and putting it back in a place where it's out of my head and I'm self-consciously trying to remember, okay, this is safe. This is going to help you be more mobile. This is going to help you move in a safer way. And it's going to program your mind into thinking that, okay, this is as automatic as it can get. Now, I don't know if this new program or the new programs that I'm putting into the brain will be automatic completely. The way my body is wired because of the cerebral palsy, I have to put in a lot of conscious effort to a different degree than somebody who wouldn't necessarily have what I'm dealing with, or a physical disability or handicapped or something similar to CP. My brain, along with my vision and everything that's tied to it and how everything ties together with the condition that I have and the CP that I have, has to really, 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 really focus on, okay, this is where I am, this is the stimuli I'm feeling, this is the here and now, this is what's safe, and this is what isn't. Now, programming your mind to realize what's safe and what isn't can be tricky, but I've got to give myself props this afternoon and today, because I'm getting back to a deeper sense of self-assurance and self-security as far as the way my body feels and how I'm functioning within it. What I was concerned with a couple weeks ago is slowly fading, which is a good thing, because the more I can realize that my body's got me, my eyes have me, and the more secure I can feel, the better off that I am. Now, because my eyes are a part of my, the whole package that is my CP, they often have to work harder in conjunction with my body. Now, a few years ago, meaning probably a dozen, I had a specialist and a doctor tell me that I have to work 12 times as hard or physically to do a lot of tasks on a daily basis that most people don't even think about, because they go into what is known for most people as automatic pilot. And I have automatic pilot to some degree and some sense. But when it comes to moving my physical self and moving the uniqueness that is my body and my journey in it, I really have to be self-conscious and aware of where I am in space and what it feels like. And I have to really focus in on, okay, you're here, you're now, this is what you're doing. You have to focus inch by inch and step by step and moment by moment. You really have to engage your brain, at least I do, into that space where, okay, this is what we're doing, and this is the only thing that we're doing, especially if we want to do it properly. Now, it used to be back in the day that I would listen to music while I was walking, and maybe I'll get back to that someday, but for now, I'm really focusing on zeroing in on one thing at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time, and that includes at the present time, really zeroing in on getting that walking back to a place where security is there and I know I'm going to be safe. That's my goal right now, and that's where I am. And I'm really pleased with the progress I'm making, because for the first time in a long time, I would say the majority of my steps have been on my entire foot and not just my toe. I'm steadily but surely making progress, and I'm happy about it. That's basically what we're going to talk about today. Hope you have a great day, rest of your day. We'll talk again tomorrow, and I'll add more to the journal, and we'll see what we're going to end up with in conversation tomorrow morning. But I'm very pleased with how walking has gone today. All right, everybody, we'll talk again soon. May grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all, and we'll talk just a little bit later. Good morning, my friends. Happy Friday. Welcome to the final segment of the week for today, and I gotta tell you, I am getting excited. Here's why I'm getting excited. And it's a weird thing to get excited about. That's my first confession. But I'm getting excited because I'm finally training the spam folder and the junk folder for my email. And the junk folder, so far, the spam folder is still getting some work in because it doesn't quite understand things yet. But the junk folder is learning. And eventually, the spam folder will do the same thing. And my hope is I will receive less junky and spammy and, you know, malicious sort of emails in my mailbox because it will know to go there and not directly to my inbox. I've finally gotten a handle on some of it. Not all of it, because I know you get junk mail every day, and it's kind of sort of unrealistic to think that I'll never get junk mail again, but the more it learns to discern messages and break them up and separate them, the better off that kind of a situation is going to be, where the thing will know, okay, that's junk, that's spam, that's junk, that's spam. The more it knows not to put these messages in the email box, which I know by nature not to click on and things, because, you know, you don't want spammy or malicious messages at any time, but to move them, to be able to chase them away from my inbox, it's a beautiful thing. And the more it learns, the better it's going to be, you know, detecting and taking care of that. The other thing, my friends, is this week I will be on the radio, and then next week I will be on the radio. I'm going to be on the radio for the next 2 weeks. The first round, I'm going to be with my friend Carrie Roche from church, and she's going to be my assistant and friend who will be with me on the taking care of the broadcast boards or the broadcast switchboard.
And I will be making the announcements. My mom delivered the script to my email this morning, so we got that. When I looked at it once, I'm going to look at it a few more times today, and then of course tomorrow to practice it before Sunday morning. I plan on practicing my round of walking today and to go over to my parents and practice sidestepping. Yesterday was kind of a weird day because we went and nobody, including the dog, was there. So I think my parents and the dog had to go somewhere. Hopefully all is good, everything's okay that way. But yeah, I'm going to be busy with radio stuff for the next couple of weeks. And I will, in the midst of that, also be going to a meeting with my committee where we kind of decide what to do next. What our next moves are. Kind of a strategy. There we go. I was saying something that wasn't even a word. But anyway, this will be the journal that'll close out things for this week. In the midst of that, I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon, and we'll connect for another episode next week. In the meantime, be well. I love y'all, and we'll talk again soon. Grace and peace be with you.